T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us, special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh FBI, Bob Jones, who is originally from the area down in Washington, PA. Agent Jones, or special agent, I should say. Good morning.
Good morning, John and Larry. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about seniors. I mean, how often do people actually fall for these schemes, whether they come by internet, by phone, or whatever? I mean, people really fall for this stuff.
They do. Unfortunately, they fall for it far too often. But in 2019, the FBI arrested 260 people around the globe who victimized over 2 million Americans, most of them elderly, with a variety of schemes. And frequently, they don't bite, but unfortunately, many times they do, causing millions of dollars of loss.
Well, let's talk about this most recent one that John just described. What is the opening contact? How are these people reaching the elderly?
Recently, we see most of the contacts over the internet. There are some sort of old school fraudsters out there that will come through the mail or directly by telephone, but most recently, it's internet facilitated frauds.
Now, the woman in Latrobe who lost the $18,000 literally got a phone call, and the guy said that she said he had her Social Security number. Now, whether he actually read the number off, anyway, she said he had her Social Security number and that there was fraud and that she needed to go out and buy gift cards and then read off the numbers off the gift cards to her so that they could do this sting and catch the people. And she did literally everything he asked her to do.
Yeah, unfortunately, the fraudsters sort of know their target audience for seniors. A couple of reasons why they're targeted most frequently. Normally, they're in a good financial situation. They have a nice nest egg. They are more polite than the present generation, so the fraudsters know that they will engage with them. They're usually less likely to report fraud because they don't know who to report it to or they're embarrassed. They have less of a chance of actually knowing that they've been scammed, and ultimately they make poor witnesses. As we get older, our memory fades. So the fraudsters know who to target, and they do it in a variety of ways.
You know, Bob, it was interesting. This woman was told to go to Giant Eagle and buy Best Buy gift cards, and she walks up to the cashier with $2,000 worth of $500 Best Buy gift cards, and the cashier asked her, is someone telling you to do this? Is someone forcing you to do this? But the person on the phone had told her, don't tell anybody. So she told the cashier, no, I'm doing this for Christmas gifts.
Hopefully the cashier's actions are a product of our outreach that we do to all commercial facilities like that would have these folks talk to her. And that is a common part of the scheme. Don't tell anybody that we've told you to do this because the fraudsters know that if this is told to a relative, a child, law enforcement, that their scheme won't work.
Special Agent Jones, what should someone do if they suspect that there is some kind of fraud and they're reluctant at first? Who would they call?
The FBI is a good place to call. We have a number of numbers. You can reach us, www.fbi.gov. Probably the best is our Internet Crime Complaint Center, or that's at www.ic3.gov, or you can certainly call our office at 412-432-4000.
Or if all else fails, call your local police and tell them. But the critical thing here is to tell someone, right?
Absolutely. Do not be pushed into a false sense of urgency. Again, that's a part of the scheme. They want you to act quickly, and they want you not to tell anybody. Those are two things that you do not have to do. You can tell whoever you want if you think that this is legitimate, and take the time to do the research in case something like this might be plausible.
If you have a senior in your family, I mean your parents, I mean how do those of us in that generation look out for the older generation to make sure this doesn't happen? Because obviously, I mean, mom and dad are going to be reluctant to talk about it if they get involved.
Absolutely. That early engagement is the best way to do it. Again, if it, I think what I would tell my parents is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And then just make sure you vet it out. If you see something in the mail that looks like a sweepstakes or get information that normally wouldn't be solicited over the phone or online, just make sure someone is available to talk to the senior to vet that.
I think one of the oldest scams, and I think it's still out there, is where you get an email from somebody that says they're in another country and you've inherited or they need your help to get this, move this money, which is millions of dollars. So that's not true?
That it's not true. That's Nigerian letter scams were
yes.
big back in the day. We see similar type of confidence frauds today. And if I could, just a minute to go over some of the different frauds we see. You mentioned the sweepstakes fraud, the gift card fraud. We see romance fraud, money mule fraud. One of the bigger ones now is technical support schemes where the fraudsters, again, preying on the seniors, tell them that there's something wrong with their computer, that there's something wrong with their bank account information, and solicit information that normally isn't available to them. And, again, a more trusting, older target audience often bites on this.
Well, clearly the word is out. Beware, especially this time of year it's going on. Before you go, I'm just curious, Bob. You were telling us that you have been all over the place. Kalamazoo, D.C., Indy, Cleveland, Iraq, Afghanistan as an FBI agent, now back home in the Pittsburgh area. Wasn't it tough serving in Cleveland?
we had a Cleveland team in just yesterday, and I told them that it would be difficult to work with them, but hopefully we can forgive and forget.
Well, we thank you, Special Agent Bob Jones, for your service to our country, and welcome back home.
My pleasure, and good to be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.